Hi, good evening. This is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. Just want to continue what Fred and I were talking about last night and continue on with it. I know we tried to talk about it last night, but the receptors and the projectors are just so unique that they are probably the most powerful tools I've ever used in my life. They seem to be programmed to do an awful lot of good work. And I know that with the projector, thank goodness for the nuclear receptor. The nuclear receptor is quite interesting. Through years and years of meditation, I was beckoned to wear one of these, and I saw one at his booth about 9 years ago. And I fell in love with it right then and there, and it was absolutely fantastic. And it really, really works very well. It's the first time I put one on, I had a tremendous amount of healing happen to me right away. I was seeing a lot of black coming out of my back, and I called Fred along a trail, as a matter of fact. I said, Fred, I was seeing a lot of black coming out of my back, and of course that was the x-rays that I had gotten all my life, and they came out for about a week and a half, if I remember correctly. So we talked about that, and he said, you could see that. I said, yes. He says, well, if you see anything else, give me a phone call. And of course I was watching the toxins coming out of my brain, my brain cells. I was watching my blood change. I was watching the DNA, the RNA, everything change in my body. And so the necklace itself is quite a tool. It's very, very powerful. I worked my way up to a, first time I wore one was a blue sapphire. And the blue sapphire was good for my heart. I had a heart procedure a few years ago, so we were right on target with the blue sapphire. The next stone I went to after that was the diamond, so I ordered an 18-karat gold receptor with a diamond, and then from there I went to the diamond and platinum bridge, which added tremendous power to the necklace. And believe it or not, with these necklaces, you gain tremendous power. It's so powerful that I can't even tell you how it is. Other than when you're growing, that necklace grows with you. So it has many, many redeeming qualities that are necessary for growth in terms of spiritual growth, in terms of energy growth, and in terms of a strength that we can carry in our bodies to allow us to see even clearer. So that's what I've been wearing for the last 10 years. The projector, I've been wearing ever since, ever since they came out. And they're very, very powerful. The projector itself is a tool in which you can actually project the universe into your mind and eventually open it up. And that's what we've been doing, Fred and I, for the last few years. I've been talking to him constantly about the projector, and telling him constantly how things are changing all the time. And it is quite a necklace. And your mind, what we need to do basically with the mind is clear it of all negativity as much as we possibly can. And of course that takes a long time with meditation. So when we talk about 6 months wearing the nuclear receptor or super receptor, as they call it now, we need to also work on the toxins that are in our systems to allow that to clear out as best we can. Once you put that projector on, you want your mind as steady as you possibly can, and to wear it with a lot of dignity and a lot of light, and to learn to respect what we have and to learn to respect what we don't have. That's where the knowledge comes in, when you start realizing that what you have and then the potential of what you could have is so much, It's overwhelming at times, but we just need to allow ourselves to let go. I can't pronounce that enough or talk about that enough. We need to let go our feelings, our attitudes, to be able to wear the projector and to even have the projectors in the room. We need the light to allow ourselves to grow, and the more that we grow, the more truth will come to us and knowledge will come to us. It's very important to realize that when you're in meditation, to keep your mind as clear and as quiet as possible. When you hear that voice of silence, that's the most powerful voice on the planet, that's coming right from heaven and that's coming right from you. So that's something that we need to work on. And the other week, what we were doing was that I was teaching people how to stand in the light. And so when people start calling tonight, I will teach them how to stand in the light, and you'll feel actually a sense of joy, a tremendous amount of joy standing in the light, and then you can teach other people around you how to do that. It's a very simple technique. You start receiving masterful, and I do mean masterful, amounts of energy that will help you clear your mind, that will help you keep your mind very stable. So it's very important that when you start wearing the projector, to understand this is not a toy, this is the actual give me. And what I'm talking about, with love and compassion, you can actually change the world. You can actually change everything around you. You can change people around you. I've seen it myself when I started letting go even more. The people that would stand around me, they would look at me as I was walking by, and I know that they could feel the energy. And sometimes what happens is that you can actually change a person's life just by walking by and having them feel the aura, and whatever they need, they will receive from the aura. So there's a tremendous amount of things that we can do to help ourselves, a tremendous amount of things that we can do to stand in the light, and there's a tremendous amount of things that we can do about the truth. We need to live our truth, we need to honor our truth, and we need to be our truth. So it's very important to understand that when we have these techniques, when we use these techniques, and when we become these techniques, that's the important part. The important part is to love everybody. We need to love the world. We need to love the people in it. We need to love in harmony with the universe. Once you get into the flow of the universe, that's when things really start to get changed. And that's something that most of us want to do. That change will actually help the world. It'll help the universe. It'll help everything that we connect with. And most of all, it'll change us, and we'll have a better connection. And I guess the word that Fred used when we were talking about it is that you can actually get into the stream of the universe. And once you get into that flow will carry you no matter where you have to be or what you want to do. And that's when you have to start giving up. You have to give up the energy and allow things to let go. You need to allow the heavenly energy to flow through you so that when you're in that stream, you become whatever that stream becomes. And what we're talking about is universal love and universal harmony. We need to get in touch with the music of the universe. I think Carlos Santana said it best, is that we need to be in the flow of the energy, in the flow of the universe. He's quite an interesting guy. But anyhow, getting back to the stream, the universe is holographic, as we know, or most of us know. The holographic projectors that we have in our room that are up on the wall or book stands, that's quite a device. I've got four of them in my room. And they're extremely, extremely powerful. The first time that I had those projectors in my room, I had a visit from the Andromedans. Fred and I talked about this. And one was 8 feet tall, one was 6 feet tall, and one was 9 feet tall. And they were in the room with me for about 3 hours with three different clients. And they were watching what I was doing. The second day, I had one that came in the room that was about 9 feet tall. I'll never forget it. He held his hand out, and I was taken to Andromeda. And that was quite interesting. I was standing in front of a council. I was talking to them, and I remember being put in a, it looked like water, into a crystal bed. I can't explain it any other way. And I was put in water, and I don't know how long I was in there. I have no idea. But when I was taken out, my chakras were twice as big, and I've been able to do some fantastic work. So healing has been really great. And over the last year and a half, almost 2 years with the projectors, I've been able to do a lot of things. And I'm not saying this in an ego statement, but what I'm saying is that we can get in touch with everybody, whatever we want to get in touch with. That's why it's very important to keep our minds as clear and as free as possible to allow us to get into the truth and the harmony of who we are. The other things that I can tell you is that I had somebody in the room. His name was Curtis, a really great guy. I was doing massage on him. This happened about 2 weeks ago. And I saw a yellow, white, actually the white was on the inside, the yellow was on the outside. It was a circular type of light, and it stemmed from the outside of the room to the inside of the room. The wall actually dissipated, and this light came through. It was about 8 feet out of the room. And as I was working on Curtis, this light actually came in, came through me, came to Curtis, and went through his chest. So the same light that was outside the room was inside his chest. When Curtis had gotten done and he got up, he was so elated. We had gone out for dinner. He's a dear friend of mine, and we talked about that for quite some time. And my energy made a big shift at that particular point. And I was able to heal people instantaneously.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, hi.
I have a 63-year-old son who is in the fourth stage of esophageal cancer.
Yes.
Can you talk to him?
Sure.
And do some healing?
Sure.
Wait a minute.
What's his name?
Hello.
Hi. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, you have esophageal cancer?
Yes.
Okay. May I ask your name, please?
Harry Wyszynski.
Harry what?
Harry.
Harry. Okay, Harry. Where are you living at, Harry?
In Texas. Houston.
In Texas? Okay. You should be feeling a lot of energy in your throat right now. Can you feel that light in your throat? It's a ball of light. It's about 4 inches around right now. Can you feel that energy in there? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you can feel it or not. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
You should be feeling like you're becoming more centered. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. Do you feel like you're becoming a lot more grounded? You should be able to feel that around your feet.
Yes.
And your ankles. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good. That's one of the main things we need to do. How does your throat feel now?
Uh, About
you feel it lighter?
Yeah, a little bit lighter.
Very good. How long have you had this?
About a year.
About a year? We're getting right to the center of the cancer. There's a lot of light following me in with it. How does that feel to you now?
About the same.
Does it feel lighter?
No, it feels about the same right now.
Okay. You should be able to feel your face. Actually, there's a lot coming out. Try to focus on your third eye. Can you focus on your third eye?
I'm not sure what you're referring to as third eye.
Okay. If you if you're looking at your eyes,
mm-hmm.
okay, what I'd like you to do is just look straight forward.
Mm-hmm.
Make pretend your eyes are like an eagle eyes.
Okay.
And you're very, very strong with that light and very, very strong in strength. Can you feel a sense of strength about you?
Yes.
Good. Good. How does that energy... Can you feel energy, sir? Have you ever been able to feel energy? I suspect not. If it takes you that long,
right.
I suspect you haven't. There's a lot of light coming through the top of your head, and there's a lot of stuff coming out through the top of your chakra. How does that feel to you now, sir? No, that's okay. You're not...
No, I feel the same.
Okay. There's a lot coming out, sir. When I asked you if you felt more centered and you felt the energy around your ankles, I knew it was working. That's what I wanted to hear from you, so I know that it's working. What I need you to do is let everything go. Just let everything go. Let your mind go. Let everything go, sir. That's it. That's it. As you're letting go, you should be able to feel that energy on the top of your head. Can you feel that? You feel something coming out?
Yeah, there is a little feeling up there.
Yes, yes. The more you let go, the more you'll be able to feel. So what I would suggest doing, the energy that's in there will help you, but you're going to have to learn to let go. You have to love what you have. The way to get rid of it is to love it. And just let go. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Can you feel yourself getting lighter now? I think you have a more sense of joy about you than you have in a long time. Because I'm feeling it over here.
Yeah, I am. Positive thoughts, if that's what you're referring to.
Yes. What I would suggest doing, sir, do you meditate at all?
Not normally, no.
Okay. Do you do any kind of prayer work, any kind of thinking?
Just normal prayers, no
I would highly suggest that you thank God for whatever you have.
Okay.
And whatever you're receiving. And I think you need to be gentle with yourself. Now, I believe you should be able to feel a lot of lightness around you now rather than heaviness. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good. If you can, what you need to do, which would be really, really good for you, is to go out into the woods. Where, are you living in Texas? Well, there's no woods where you're living, I presume. Are there trees down there?
Oh, yeah.
There is. Okay. What I would highly suggest is for you to take a walk and find a beautiful tree and give it a big hug.
Okay.
And it seems to me that you're a lot lighter. I can feel the energy very much lighter around you and in you. Can you feel that? Do you feel much lighter?
Yeah, I do have a feeling of lightness.
Do you have a feeling of joy?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. I think we're there.
Okay.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Bye. So there's a lot that we can do in terms of energy. All we need to do is focus and allow ourselves to be in the stream and allow ourselves to be in touch with heaven and allow ourselves to be in touch with God. And it's amazing what we can do. I mean, there's so many amazing things that we can do for each other. What happens is that when you get in touch with something like that and you just look at it and allow the light to go in there, the person needs to let go. They have to let go. And once they let go, then the work can be done. It's just a matter of letting go. That's what it's all about. You need to let go and trust. And you can really create tremendous power, tremendous healing. Don't be afraid of being in touch with something that's dangerous. It's not as dangerous as you think it is. As long as you have protection around you, which you automatically have, you can do anything that you want. It's when you take a gulp or you blink an eye or you just do something that you're not supposed to be doing. You need to be attentive to what you're doing all the time, and you'll be able to create healing no matter what you're in touch with. So that's what we need to do, and we need to stay very focused on that. So that's the whole thing in a nutshell. But the energy that you can receive and the energy that you can give is tremendous, and there's no limit to what you can do. Absolutely no limit. So please, if anybody needs healing or anybody wants to be in touch with the light, please let me know. I'm more than happy to help you and allow you to feel the light and feel loveliness and kindness through your own heart. And it's so important to do. We need to be joyful. We need to be lighter. It's really, really, it's a great thing to get in touch with all that energy. It's a great thing to get in touch with the flow of the universe. It's really, really great to do. So I think that by handling this kind of light and handling this kind of energy is not so hard to do. The hardest part is just actually is letting go. It takes years to learn to let go, and it's a discipline. But once you do that, then you can have people let go around you. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking to help people all the time. And that's what it's all about. But anyhow, enough of that. What we need to do also is talk about the projectors. We were on the route with the projectors. I've actually had my room disappear with a client inside the room. And Fred and I were talking about that last night also. And it's really quite wild to watch the room actually start to quiver and start to move around, and it's just bending and swooping, and all of a sudden everything just completely disappears. Hello? Hello? Oh, I thought there was somebody on the other end of the line. But actually, it'll actually disappear. So using the projectors, you can actually do that. Just keep your mind open and allow that to free up yourself and free up the room that you're in, and not to be afraid with it. And I think you'll find that that'll really, really work for you. The projectors, you can even get one. One will make the room disappear also. It's not a difficult task to do. But remember that it's a tool, and the biggest tools we have are inside of ourselves. And that's what we need to focus on, is ourselves. Either with the projectors or not the projectors, or even if we don't have the nuclear receptor, remember that God is within us and God is without us. And it's absolutely wonderful. In other words, he's around us all the time. That energy is just flowing all the time. And to be in touch with... Hello?
Hi, Steve. It's Dee.
Hi, who's this?
This is Dee from North Carolina.
Oh, hi, Dee. How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Good. What can I help you with, dear?
Well, you had helped me earlier with some problems that I was having.
Yes.
And I just wanted to call back in and see if you could just check me over and make sure everything's going okay.
It seems to be a lot clearer.
Yes, it is.
Have you been feeling a lot better?
Yes, I have.
Good.
Very much so.
Good. I had gotten a phone call from Dee. I think, did you hear me last night or something or other?
I've heard you a lot. I listen to your show a lot.
Oh, great. Thank you, Dee. And I'm just checking out to make sure everything is better. It looks a lot better, Dee.
Thank you.
Do you feel a lot more centered and focused?
Yes, I do.
Good.
A lot more at peace.
Good. What I would highly suggest doing, dear, if you can, I'm going to teach you how to stand in the light.
Okay.
Okay. Are you standing up?
I am now.
Okay, good. What I want you to do is just lean forward a little bit. That's it, right there. Now, I want you to lean back. When I tell you to stop, I want you to stop, okay?
Okay.
Lean back. Right there. Can you feel the energy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great. That's fantastic, honey. What I want you to do is open up the hand that you're not using holding the phone.
Okay.
Open it up and hold it out in gratitude and with love. That's it. Now you should be able to feel the energy flowing through you very nicely.
Oh, yeah, I sure can.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Does that feel like a sense of joy to you?
Oh, very much so.
Oh, that's great, Dee. Just stand there. I want to feel the vibration going through you. It'll get a lot stronger, and you'll be a lot clearer. Okay, your aura is opening, and your body is opening up right now, dear. You should be able to feel that energy just flowing through you.
I can.
Good. You're starting to expand. That's very, very good. How does that feel?
Feels wonderful.
Doesn't that feel wonderful when you're... That's being in perfect access. So in other words, you're perfect access between the earth and heaven.
Oh, how can I stay in this all the time?
You can just stay there, and I would stay there for about between 3 and 5 minutes.
Okay.
You can stay in there a lot longer if you want. There is a way of supercharging that energy, but doing it over the air is a little hard to do. So eventually what I'll have to do is call you personally, and we'll have to do that over the air. But this right now is, do it at home where I can more or less guide you. This is a little bit more difficult to do. But you should be able to feel that energy flowing through you quite nicely.
Oh, I can.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you feel the top of your head almost gone?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful, honey. Really, really wonderful. Now, it should be a little bit more. How does that feel to you?
It's odd. It's such a overwhelming feeling, but a great one, a joyous
yes.
one.
Yes. You feel yourself rocking back and forth now?
Yes, I do.
Good. Good. Just enjoy that energy.
Oh, yeah.
That's all there is to it, Dee. It's very, very simple. There's nothing complicated with this kind of energy.
Oh, it feels wonderful. Thank you, Steve.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Feels really good?
Yes, it does.
I'm so glad for you. I'm so glad for you. What I would suggest doing now, as long as we're there, is to 2 inches below your belly button is your dantian. Your strength, your energy. If you make a smile on your face, take that smile and put it in your gut, 2 inches below your belly button, and you'll feel tremendous energy and a surge of joy. How does that feel?
Yeah, I do feel that joy.
Yep. Yep.
What a release.
Yep. You can do that all the time.
Okay, I will.
And also what will happen is when you get finished with this, when you hang up, you'll feel very springy and very light and very happy. And, you know, so I would continue on with that as much as you possibly can. Do it 10 times a day or whatever the case may be.
Okay.
And what will happen is that when you start walking, people are going to be able to feel that joy and just wonder where it's coming from.
Well, that would be nice. It would be nice to bring joy out into the world.
You bet.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Steve. Thanks so much.
You're quite welcome. God bless you, and give me a call some other time.
I will. Many blessings to you, Steve.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If anybody wants to get in touch with that kind of energy, please give me a call. I'm more than happy to get you in touch with that light. And it's called Standing in the Light. My master taught me that about 30 years ago. And it seems to really help a lot of people. And to get in touch with the smile within us is everything in the world, because you do have a sense of joy. And that light, that beautiful... Hello?
Hello, it's Dominic from London here.
Oh, hi, Dominic. How you doing?
Oh, fine, fine. Enjoying your show and doing a little smiling exercise in the stomach. Yes.
Terrific.
Okay, this week, I was wondering, well, a friend of mine has a cyst in his knee after an injury he has.
Yes.
And, well, I was wondering if something can be done to clear it up, because, he's going to have it removed in a couple of months' time, but if there's a possibility that if he has it removed, it might damage ligaments, and, so it's rather, you know, I just rather concerned about his knee, and also he has beginnings of spinal arthritis.
Mm-hmm. Where is the spinal arthritis at? Is that not in his shoulders?
Oh, well, I can't really remember what he said.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. Have you been standing in the light? Have you been standing in the light like I showed you?
I haven't done that.
Okay, I need you to do is stand up.
Okay.
I want you to lean forward just a smidge, and then go back slowly. Right there. You feel the energy flowing through you?
Yes.
Yes, good, good, good. I need you to take the hand that's free, and I want you to open it up and just relax with it and allow that energy to flow through you. How does that feel, Dominic?
I can feel that too. I can perceive it's kind of like sparks of kind of pink energy running
yes.
around, like electricity.
Yes, that's exactly right. Now, when you get finished with this tonight, you can go over and heal your friend all by yourself.
Uh-huh. Okay. Fantastic.
I want you to stand up for a minute or two. Just take that energy in That's it. You should be able to feel your head getting a lot lighter right now. You feel it going through your body?
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Amazing.
Good. Wow. I want you to take that energy and start healing people with it.
Okay, beautiful.
You have that ability to do that. You've been asking for it for a long time.
I think so, yeah.
Right. Now, what I would suggest doing, we have somebody else calling, but we're going to get finished with you in a minute here. Dominic, what I want you to do is take that energy and put it 2 inches below your belly button, and what I need you to do is take a smile. Make a smile on your face, and you'll feel that energy go right into your gut. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Okay, you're in touch with your smile. You're in touch with the inner smile.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a sense of joy about you right now?
Yes.
That's great.
It's like a flower opening up.
Yes, exactly right.
Okay.
Wonderful. So now, you do that about 5 or 6 times a day. Hold it for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be able to heal anybody you want to do.
Wonderful.
And then after that, just go back into the smile. Allow that energy to flow through you. And learn to take it in for yourself, Dominic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
How does that feel?
Wonderful.
Good.
Great.
You're in perfect access, Dominic.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, I'll let you go now.
Wonderful.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, my friend, bye-bye. That's Dominic from England. He lives in London, England. And when I'm on Dr. Valerie's show or I'm on Dr. Fred's show, Dominic sometimes calls up, and he's really a great guy, and he's does some beautiful paintings. And as a matter of fact, Fred is trying to get him to paint Simjazi right now, so it's quite interesting. But anyhow, that's how to get in touch with perfect access and the smile within ourselves, and it really does work. It's extremely simple. Once you get in touch with that smile, you won't lose it. Just keep on focusing on it, and it'll just make you very, very happy. And that's what life is all about, to be happy. So anyhow, getting back to this work with the light, the more we stand in the light, the more that we're receiving, and the more access we are receiving and healing the earth all at the same time. And this kind of energy that we're receiving is pure light. It is absolutely pure light. And people have just been very, very happy and just absolutely wonderful. Now, there are a lot of times when I work on people and they get ice cold. And you need to realize that pure energy is cold. It can be cold or hot. So if you're ever working with somebody and the energy gets cold, it's because you're dealing with pure energy. So don't worry about that. It just is. And so it's a lot of fun to do, and it's a lot of fun to be around people that have that kind of energy that can heal you and love you all at the same time. So that's what life is all about, is learning how to love each other and to be not dependent on each other, but to allow ourselves to be open to each other and allow ourselves to love each other to the point to where we can actually put this energy in somebody, or just allow the energy to flow. That's a better word, is just allow this energy to flow through the person that you're healing or the person that's next to you, your wife, your lover, whatever the case may be. Allow this energy to flow. It's the most beautiful gift that we can have right now, that I've ever been able to give to anybody, is this standing in the light. And so it's a very easy technique, and it really, really does work. So that's what I would suggest doing. Fred and I are going to be in New York City on March 28th through the 30th. And everybody that's in New York who came in to see us, please don't hesitate. We had so many people there were seeing these super receptors, nuclear receptors. We were selling everything there. We were just having a ball. And it's not even a matter of selling. It's just a matter of having these devices that can actually help you in so many different ways. I know that that he puts a test on that's absolutely incredible with glue, and I've seen it so many times, and it works with everybody that I've ever seen him come in contact with. But the big thing is that please, if you can, if you want to get stronger, you want to get better, stand in the light. Stand in the light. It's perfect access. You're standing between heaven and earth. You can feed earth this energy. You can feed yourself this energy. You can feed anybody around you with this energy and light, and it's very strong, and it procures happiness. It procures wonderfulness, and it's so wonderful to use, and it's so easy to do. You know, I found out a long time ago that God never made anything that was so difficult that we couldn't understand it. Yes, we can't understand him, but we can certainly understand to keep it as simple as we possibly can, because everything is simple. The truth is simple, and the techniques are simple. There's nothing really difficult about it. So what we need to do is stay in tune, stay in the flow, just try to do the best we can for ourselves, number one. When we clear ourselves, we can clear everybody else around us. Hello? I thought we had somebody on the phone. But I just... Hello? Hello? I guess we're not getting anybody. But that's the other thing, is that what we need to do is just transform ourselves to this perfect energy. Allow that energy to flow through ourselves. Allow it to take hold. Allow it to change our lives, because what we need to do is let this flow through us. It's pure love. It's pure light. It's pure harmony. It's pure truth. We need to give up our own way and go through God's light and allow him to change us the way that we need to be changed. I've been doing it, again, for 30 years, and sometimes it's difficult, but most of the times, I would say 99% of the times, it's fairly easy to do. I know there's been times when it's been rather difficult to do, but meantime, the 1% that it is difficult doesn't make up the 99% of the times when it's fairly easy to get through this work. And don't be afraid to call. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to honor yourself. It's so important to do. We need to honor who we are. We need to honor ourselves. We need to honor the energy around us. And prayer is extremely important. I love the Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my aid, of whom shall I fear? When evildoers press against me, it's they who stumble and fall." So there's some wonderful psalms that we can use. There's beautiful prayers that we can make up for ourselves, and God listens. I got to tell you a story that actually happened to me. I was in synagogue, and I was praying with sages and holy men about 15 years ago. And we have what is known as the Bema, and then we have the Ark. The Ark is in front of the Bema. The Bema is the pulpit, and we were tefillin. Tefillin are the boxes which are mentioned in the Torah. They are two boxes. One goes on the arm, and the other goes to the third eye, and it talks about the absolute unity of God, and it's in special prayers that allow us to get in touch with him as close as we possibly can. Anyhow, when that day was over, the gentlemen had all left, and I went up to the Bema, and what I did, I had all my boxes off, I had everything off except for my yarmulke, and I bowed in front of the Ark because the Torahs were there, and a voice came right over the top of my head and said, "You don't bow to the Torahs, you bow to me." And I realize at that particular point that God listens to everything we do and everything we say. So when you get into a meditative state of a high ultraviolet frequency, and you're in touch with that kind of frequency, and God can speak to you, listen, because he's allowing you to listen to what he's saying. And even though it might be, you might think it's harsh, when he said to me, you don't bow to the Torah, you bow to me. That's God. That's the holiness of the whole world, the whole universe, everything. And he's allowing me to understand that you don't bow to anything. You only bow to God. And I'm starting to realize, as I said, that he can hear everything we say and everything we do. And so if you don't think that's real, let me tell you, it's real. I heard it. I heard it right over my head. It came to me in 3D. And I went to my my teacher, my master, and I told him the story. And he said, I think that's very good advice. So there's so much to do with it and so much love in that voice that we don't take it as a harsh sign. We take it as loving kindness. That's something that God is teaching us. And that's the beautiful part about it. It's just that we're learning all the time. And we need to allow ourselves the brilliance of allowing the brilliance to come through us. And even when he's touching you and he's saying that in a different kind of a way, you're still receiving harmony and light and love because he wants us to learn. That's the beautiful part about this, is that there's always time for learning. There's always time for doing. And it's so important to do. So please don't be afraid and just go with that flow of energy, because nothing's going to happen to you in that flow. Also, Fred Bell and I were talking last night about being able to actually lift off a chair. I had a client, I believe it was last Saturday, and he was sitting in a chair. For what reason, I don't know. I can't really remember now, but he was actually coming out of his chair. I think he raised himself 3 or 4 inches out of the chair, and this is when I had received that energy. And that Saturday night, I received it Friday, and I was doing this energy, this tremendous energy, with the clients last week, and I'm doing it now this week also. So it's becoming a little bit more powerful with me, and I'm able to use it a little bit more. So actually, it's not me. It's coming from heaven. I'm just allowing it to flow through me, or maybe God's allowing it to flow through me, and I'm just allowing it to happen. And that's all about letting go. So it's just wonderful. But anyhow, he actually levitated right off the chair. So there's nothing that we can't do. I'm not looking for levitation, actually, to be honest with you. I'm looking to create more healing and more love. It's just one of the perks of energy is to levitate, and that's fine. But don't get lost in the thought of levitation. Get lost in the thought of God. Get lost in the thought of the more we let go, the more we receive. And that's true for anything that we do. When we learn something, it is already in our brain. The brain is a computer. So anything that you learn is in there. When you need it, it comes forth when you need it. So what I do is I could see a lot of different things, and I just let it go, because we need to move on to the next level of energy or the next gift that God is going to give us. Blessed be his name. And so we need to understand that by letting go, we receive a lot more. There is another kind of control. I haven't talked about this too often, but it's something that we need to really talk about. There is a spiritual control. The more control that you give up, the more spiritual control you have. It's a different kind of control where we can actually feel the energy of the universe, the energy of God, blessed be his name, come through us. and allow that energy to take control of us. And that's the control that we have, rather than the control of saying, this is mine, I'm going to keep it, or this is mine, and I'm going to use it. It doesn't really work that way. It's a matter of God's love that allows us to have that control. So there's a different kind of control altogether. By giving up control, you gain control. And that's part of the learning lessons also. So there's a lot to do and a lot to understand. Actually, it's really simplified when you really think about it. The interpretation sometimes can get a little fuzzy, but usually it comes through fairly clear for me, and I'm able to pass it on to everybody else that can use that kind of energy. If anybody needs a healing, if anybody wants to stand in the light, please don't hesitate to call me. You should be able to see the phone numbers right on the computer. I don't have my numbers in front of me. I should, but I don't. I've just been really talking about love and harmony and light, and that's what I really need to do. I think that we need to have that kind of energy always around us. I know people with the projectors and the super receptors are actually feeling a lot more energy and a lot clearer. Those they really work. They really, really work. And I can't talk highly enough about them. It's just an amazing tool that allows us to be a lot clearer. It takes a lot of the stress away from us to allow us to be able to feel just tremendous energy through those necklaces, and they really do work. And I've talked about the pyramid that I'm using right now. It's called a Portamid, and that seems to be working really, really great. And that's been helping me to be very concise. I suspect that some of this light that I've been receiving has been because of the Portamid and also with the projectors. So there's a lot to be done and a lot that we can do if we want to. And I certainly want to, and I suspect that you guys out there that want to be really, really cool, and I do mean cool, is to really work hard at it and really, don't work hard at it. Be easy with yourself. That's something it took me years to learn. So what I would highly suggest is not to be hard, but to be gentle. Once in a while I get the words confused, but what I'm talking about is being gentle. The more gentle we are with ourselves, the more we will grow. I guess what I was talking about with harder is to just keep working all the time. Don't give up on yourselves. Just constantly work. Allow that energy to flow through you. And always be kind. Always be kind to somebody that's around you. We need the loving kindness. Think of people around you that could be depressed or not as happy as we are. And it's very, very important to use that loving kindness and that harmony and that flow of energy to be around us. It's so important. I can't stress that enough. And that's something that we need to do. That's something that we should be able to handle in everyday life. I know that I massage a lot of people, and I use energy work all the time. And believe me when I tell you, it's all love and light. It's a discipline that takes quite a while to learn. But once you learn that discipline, nothing gets in the way of that pure white light that comes through. And we need to learn to project that to our clients or to our friends or to our family. And once you stand in the light, once you get into that perfect access, things will change your life forever. So my gift to you is that love yourselves, be gentle with yourselves, and understand that God is love totally, that His energy is always around you, and He's always listening, and He's always watching. I think it's very important for people to realize that, that he wants to better ourselves. He wants us to understand ourselves. And one way to do that is through discipline and letting go. And that's so important because by letting go, we're receiving tremendous light. And the more we receive, the clearer we become. I don't like the word channel. I don't believe that I'm channeling energy. I believe that I'm receiving energy. And I just understand that it's so important to allow ourselves to grow and to understand and to really help our neighbors and ourselves. It's so important. Excuse me for mentioning that so many times, but there's so many times when people really don't do that. And we let somebody walk by and not take advantage of the time that we could actually help that person, which might only take a millisecond to do. And that's the beautiful part of everything. So please, whatever you do, try to understand that love is here for us always, and it's very important to give ourselves the credit that we can actually do things to help our neighbors and ourselves and our loved ones, and that's so important. So please, if anything else tonight, loving kindness, it's so important. There's so many people that are so depressed and so unhappy, and we can actually make them happy, even to put a smile on their face for a second, to show them how much we care. You know, just fold your arms around them and give them a hug. Let them know that they're loved too as much as anybody else. And just be aware of our awareness. Be aware of where we're at all the time. A moment in time is a moment that we could help ourselves or help our neighbors or whatever the case may be. So don't lose those moments. They're so precious and so well informed with knowledge and love. So give with all your heart in terms of energy. Learn to love yourselves. And by learning to love yourselves, you can actually learn to love everybody else around you. So that's it for a nutshell tonight. Thank you so much for listening. I want to thank a few people. I want to thank Dr. Fred Bell, and I want to thank Dr. Valerie Olmsted. And again, I want to thank you all for listening, and God bless you all, and I hope you the best. Bye-bye. This is Steve Barish signing off.